Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. You hear that? Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. You never know.
It could be. You just never know. So buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, bubble bath, bourbon, and berries. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 2 years, and when I met him, he came from out of nowhere. I do not know anyone that knows him and could vouch for his character. I knew he'd been married before, and I found who she was and how she looked and carried herself. On social media, she was dressed ghetto and she loved multicolored wigs. But she's a nurse, so she must be professional at times. I also noticed that she was still wearing her bridal set, the ring and the band. I asked him if he still talked to her, and he said only on social media. I felt like he wasn't being truthful, so I decided to keep an eye on him and this woman. I never checked his phone, but I knew the passcode to his phone. Out of the blue, on her second anniversary, he called me and said he got arrested for failure to pay a traffic fine. I got to the jail to try to bail him out, and they said he'd have to stay overnight. I got his belongings and found out that he had lied about what he was arrested for. It was for issuance of a bad check, and it was to an apartment building. I got his watch, wedding ring, and cell phone and headed home, mad as heck. I got home and checked his phone. The first thing I checked was his call log and text, but both were deleted. I checked the pictures, and there was a video of him in one of those two-hour motels, sitting in a sunken tub full of bubbles, holding a cup of brown liquor with a bowl of blueberries beside the tub. The ex-wife was standing over him, and I won't tell you what he was doing to her. I'm so outdone with this nasty man, and I want to move out while he's in jail. I found his ex-wife's phone number and told her to go bail him out because I'm done with him. What do I do now? Well, what do you mean, what do you do now? I think it's quite clear what needs to be done. You already said that you want to leave him while he's in jail. Your husband has cheated on you, lied to you about why he got arrested, and more importantly, he might still be married. Is he paying her rent, too? You said he was in jail for a bad check to an apartment building. You saw him with his ex-wife with your own eyes doing what you didn't even want to tell us he was doing. So you said you didn't know him very well when you married him. It's just like he came out of nowhere and there was no one to vouch for his character. So why'd you marry him? Well, now you know quite a bit about his character. So what are you going to do? Are you going to stay and take the disrespect of seeing him, you know, in videos doing whatever to his ex-wife or his current wife, whatever she is to him? Or are you going to leave and keep your dignity? Those, you know, that's up to you. What are you going to do now that you know what's up? You've seen it. Steve?
Well, Shirley's right. Can't really say nothing about that. She's correct. Well, here's bubble bath, bourbon, and berries. Here's the first part explains this whole letter to me. Shirley and Steve, my husband and I have been married for 2 years. When I met him, he came out of nowhere. I don't know anyone that knows him and could vouch for his character. I knew he'd been married before, and I found out who she was and how she looked and carried herself on social media. She was dressed ghetto. She loved multicolored wigs, but she's a nurse, so she must be a professional at times. I also noticed that she was still wearing her bridal set. Now, I think that you waited a little bit too late for all this research you done.
Right.
Seemed to me like you should have moved the forensic science up to the beginning when you first met him. Mm-hmm. So now, ain't nobody come out of nowhere. Don't ever say that. Because you never mentioned y'all's age, but he been around the whole time. He has been growing on this planet with the rest of us, and he has a history. That's a fact. The fact that you didn't bother to research this history, this is your fault. You married him too quick. So I don't know what it was, but you just did it too quick. You asked him if he still talked to her, and he said only on social media. Well, that's talking these days. So you can say only on social media, but text, they got emojis now. You can send video, social media. You can FaceTime or chit-chat. You know, you can just go ahead on and on, you know, all that old. So are they still talking? Yes. So you felt like he wasn't being truthful, so now you won't keep an eye on him. And you've never checked his phone, but you got the passcode. And then out the blue, on our second anniversary, he called you and said he got arrested for failure to pay a traffic fine. That can happen. But you got to the jail to try to bail him out, and they said he'd have to stay overnight. I got his belongings and found out that he lied about what he was arrested for. It was for insurance of a bad check, and it was to an apartment building. I got his watch, red ring, cell phone, headed home, mad as heck. Okay. So he lied about what he was arrested for. You don't know this man, and there's more to come. OMG.
All right. Hold on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Subject, bubble bath, bourbon, and berries. We'll get back into it right after this.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Bubble bath, bourbon, and berries.
We haven't got to the bubble bath, berries, and bourbon part yet.
Glad it was blueberries. Oh.
Strawberries.
We've now discovered that this woman don't know this man she didn't marry at all. And through research and social media after 2 years of marriage, she's discovering some things about this man. Well, the man gets arrested. While he's arrested, she goes down to bail him out on their second anniversary. He said he was arrested for not paying a fine for a ticket. She gets down there and find out it's for insurance and a bad check. She get all his belongings. Watch, cell phone. Go back to the house. She had been suspicious about this woman who was his ex, but she's always had his passcode, never checked, so she decided to check. Call log and messages, everything is deleted. But she finds a video. Dun, 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 dun. She finds a video. Boy, why we keep videos, man? Anyway, goes to the phone, finds a video. He's in a sunken tub with a glass of brown liquor. Mm. Some blueberries is next to the tub. And she's standing over him. And she don't want to say what he's doing to her. I wish you had her.
No.
I wanted you to tell us what he was doing to her so we don't have to assume what we all know was going on. I like to be told. See, I don't like, you know, figure it out. You know, because when you assume, what does assuming do?
Makes an
ass out of you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since we're talking about that part, we're assuming that's what happened. Anyway, that's not the story. I was so overdone with this nasty man that I want to move out while he's in jail. I found his ex-wife's phone number, told her to go bail him out because I'm done with him. What do I do now? Shirley said it right. You move out while he's in jail. You done with the nasty man. Now, how old is the video?
Yeah, you didn't say.
See, you didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's from when they was married, it's just a video. Now, you calling him a nasty man because he ain't never did that to you. Yeah. Man, if he doing it, I'm assuming he didn't think it was nasty.
Mm.
But, you know, we've all seen Janet Jackson. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Now, I'm saying that's fine with
what?
Me. Sometimes nasty ain't nothing wrong with nasty if you know, if that's what
give
you want.
Give me a beat.
Yeah, give me a beat. Give me
what
a beat and let this Rhythm Nation star. You know, so I don't know, your definition of nasty and his definition of nasty is two different things. I'm going around in a circle with this because you already know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the man, you don't trust him now, and now he lied about this. You want to move out while he's in jail, go ahead and move out. It's really nothing I can give you. What are you going to wait on the rest of it to come out? Because it's some more. Oh, it's some more. This is just what you found out. Listen to me. Whenever you find out something, it's some more.
Mm. Oh,
it's
yeah.
always more.
Layers.
But to be honest, you cannot have a relationship with a person that's been around and not expect to see some history show up. That's life. We all have history. And so now, if you're waiting to find somebody that ain't got no history, then you're going to start dating 16-year-olds. And lady, that ain't going to work out for you.
Right. No. You'll be in jail.
Yeah. We already know who in jail now for this.
Right.
as he should be. Yes.
In the words of Lil Duval. If you really believe you can fly, now would be a good time.
Would be the time.
So that's the response. I don't have nothing for this young lady. She knows what the deal is. It's clear. And you can stick around and wait and hear what he say when he get out, but it's going to be more the same. And so now there you have it. I don't know what else to say, Shirley.
I mean, that was good. Sometimes that's all you can say.
You know, you can't help everybody.
I think you helped her just fine.
Okay.
I'm glad it was blueberries, like I said. And he is paying her rent, right? He wrote the bad check to the apartment building. What was that?
A bad check.
That's why he's in jail.
Hot checks?
Yeah, hot checks.
He's still writing hot checks?
Because that money is immediate. They don't chase checks no more.
No. No, they know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 97.1 QMG.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.